Oh my, we've got somebody on the phone, April.
Yeah, that would be Aaron Cole.
Yes, sir. What's How up? You doing this morning, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we are doing awesome. We are stoked that you are joining us. It is so nice to be able to get you live. We can talk with you here on the air. Everybody can hear the conversation. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Another good day. God woke me up this morning. That's a blessing in itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling good.
Feeling good. Awesome. Well, man, you are going to be coming our way very, very soon. February 7th, you guys are coming to the VBC in Huntsville. It's going to be Toby Mack, Jeremy Camp, Jordan Feliz, Ryan Stevenson, We Are Messengers, and you. So what are you thinking about this tour, man? What can we expect?
It's going to be dope, man. I'm going to do, of course, my radio singles, One More Day, Right on Time, and then I do hip-hop. And so I'm going to mix in some hip-hop with that, too. And then hopefully me and Toby do our song that we got on his album. I'm just be having fun, you know what I'm saying? I'm perform, and then probably as soon as I perform, I'm just be having fun, like playing pranks on people and stuff. I'm gonna be playing basketball all day. It's gonna be fun. So.
Oh wow! I know that you and Toby have been hanging out for a while now. It's really a neat story of how you guys met. Could you share a little bit about that, like how you guys came together and stuff?
Totally. So me, I started rapping when I was 3. I started singing when I was 7. And I started doing music. My dad had a studio back in my hometown, Bristol, Virginia. And I was just going to the sessions, like me looking up to my dad. And so I would go into everybody's sessions and I would like mock their lyrics. And so my uncle used to be a Christian rapper and I made sure like I was in every one of his sessions. And I started mocking his lyrics. And they were like, oh, let's give him a shot. So gave me a shot and then like wrote me this rap, and I started rapping from there. And then I say when I turned 12 is when I found Jesus for myself. And like that's when, like, because my whole family, like I grew up in a church, and so this whole time like I knew God and stuff like that, but when I turned 12 is when I, you know, developed a relationship for myself. And that's when God showed me that, you know, this is what I was called to do. So from 12, like I just started like working hard. Like it was like every day I was writing a new song. I was, you know, trying to do something. Like I was trying to rehearse or something like that. And years went by. This is a short version. Years went by, and I put out this project called 15 is a New 15 when I was 15. And when that came out, there's this guy in our hometown that is friends with Toby. And so this whole time, like we're giving him stuff as I'm doing it, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Toby. Woo, woo, doo, doo." And he never would. Like, you know, of course, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
So when I was 15, I gave him 15 and 15, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Toby." We were like, "Whatever." The next day, he's in the car with Toby, and it was in the player. And so
nice.
Toby just kind of like turned it up, and he was like, "Yo," he's like, "Who's this?" And so he called me on the spot, and he called me. He was like, "Yeah, I wanna bring you out to a show, meet you, get to know you, stuff like that." So I was like, "Okay, cool." So I came out to the show, and I was actually loading in the speakers. Like, they had me working. And so I was working, and then I watched the show afterwards. We talked for a little bit, and we just chopped it up, got to know each other. And he actually said, that's when he said, he was like, "Yo, yeah, you're dope, I like you, but I probably wouldn't put you out till you're 18. And I was 15 at the time, and I was like, "Man, what? No, I can't do that." And so I remember I went back home to Virginia, and I actually had more like label offers on the table. So I just kind of like did my own thing like for a year. As soon as like that year was almost up, like Toby hit back. He was like, "Man, I really want you. Like, you just go through this process, blah, 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 blah. And like, you know, you can do your own shows and stuff like that." And I was like, "Okay, cool." So like I started with Toby like the end. I was just about to turn 16. I started with Toby. I went through this like 2-year development process where, you know, I was just writing and recording and, you know, doing some shows here and there, and putting out a couple singles, but just not under the Goatee name. And I just say, man, like in those 2 years, like I learned so much. I learned so much about patience and, you know, so much about building my character and the stuff that's, you know, most important that I needed for, you know, the times that I'm in now, to where like every day I have to go pour out and, you know, share, you know, the gospel, you know, almost every night. And so man, it was really crucial for me to go through those 2 years. And the end of that, I was going through a lot, and I wrote the song Right on Time. And Toby was like, "This is the one. This is the one." And put me out. And came out right on time, and then going full swing since then. So yeah,
I love your impersonation of Toby. That's awesome. Well, hey man, you could be rapping about so many things. I mean, there are rappers out there, they're all over the place singing about whatever they want to sing about. Why is it so important to you to rap about what you rap about, to sing about Christ, to sing about God? Why is that so important?
I think it's just like my relationship, like, with God. Like, it's like, you know, people that rap about whatever they rap about, like, they rap about, you know, their life and stuff like that, and it's like Jesus is so, like, you know, crucial in my life. It's like, why, like, that's who I got to talk about.
Yeah.
If I didn't talk about that, I wouldn't even know what to talk about. So, you know, I talk about that. I mean, I talk about my life and, you know, my situations. And, like, really, like, for me, man, I just feel like, you know, I'm on a mission for God, like, to bring, like, this generation, you know, back to God. Because it's, like, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, I've been doing interviews all day. And, like, we've been talking about a lot of stuff, man. It's just, like, man, like, I just want to be that voice that's like, man, you can be a Christian and love God and, like, everything be cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that think that, you know, Christianity is just a bunch of rules and stuff like that, but it's like, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man, he loves us so much, and he, you know, died for us just so we didn't have to pay the penalties for our sins. And so that's so good news that just like, man, why wouldn't you? But there's so many, like, Christians and stuff that, you know, judge people that's not saved and stuff like that, and it's like, it just turns people away. And so I'm just trying to be that voice, man, of the young generation that's like, man, like, it's okay. Like, I go through the same things you do. The difference is, like, man, Jesus is here and Jesus is alive, and I want you to know that same good news. And so, yeah, man, I can go on that for days, but I just feel like, you know, I'm called for this. This is what God called me to do. And you can try different other stuff, but, like, ultimately it's about, like, you know, God's plans for your life, man, because his plan is always greater than our, you know, our plan. So, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Aaron, for making yourself available, you know, to shine the light to this younger generation, because they need it so badly, and there's such a cry in their hearts, and they don't really know what they're hungry for. They just know that they need significance, and they want to find meaning in life. And it's artists like you who are getting up on the stage, bringing a sense of joy and fun to the whole arena. Yeah. But yet you're being able to get on their level and bring it out in a way that they can really relate.
Yeah, because you're bringing the real, man. You're bringing it from a perspective of, you know what? I am like you. I am right in the thick of it with you. And this is what it's about.
Oh, yeah. It's like, man, if you think about it, man, we all humans, like, we all struggle with the same thing. Like, I struggle with pride. I struggle, you know, it's like talking to girls. I struggle with all of that. Like, I go through the same thing you do, man. Like, it's like, I want people to know, like, it's not foreign to, for the, you know, the things that they're going through, especially like my generation. It's like, sometimes they just think, oh, like, this person doesn't understand. It's like, whatever. But it's like, yeah, man, like you said, I just try to be real in my music as much as possible. Like, I try to just let them know, like, it's like, man, Jesus is alive, man. He's good. Like, God is good, bro. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, we cannot wait to see you at the Hits Deep Tour. It's going to be very, very soon, coming up on the 7th of February. So, guys, I'm telling you, all you listeners out there, you could go and see this guy. He's going to be at the VBC in Huntsville, February 7th. Toby Mac, Jeremy Camp, Jordan Feliz, Ryan Stevenson, We Are Messengers, and him, Mr. Aaron Cole.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir, for making yourself available.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Well, hey, have a wonderful day, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. You guys too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Lifeline Morning Show. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. And yes, it turned out we were able to talk to Aaron.
I'm so glad that all came together.
Yeah, he was
awesome.
Right on time.